So Adam, give us a little bit of background about yourself. What kickstarted your interest in politics?
I'm from Cheltenham. I've grown up in Cheltenham and lived here all my life apart from popping off to university. I've always been kind of politically aware and politically involved, really, actually, to a certain extent. When I was a child, I was quite different to the other children, maybe. I enjoyed watching the news. I enjoyed reading newspapers from a very young age. So I was always kind of very aware of what was going on in the world. When I got to sixth form at school, I was at the grammar school here in Cheltenham, there was the option to study politics at A-level. And I'd always been very interested in history, but always saw politics as very much the kind of now version of history, kind of, you know, why is what's happening now going on? And I went on to study politics at the University of York, and that's where I actually got a bit more active. That's where I first joined the Green Party, for example, and I first became a lot more aware of environmental issues and social issues, and it's just kind of spiraled from there onwards, really.
So you mentioned the Green Party, which you're now sort of campaigning, you're looking to get into government. In a nutshell, what does the Green Party stand for?
Yeah, we stand for an awful lot these days as well. So originally, the Green Party was the ecology party going back kind of 30 or 40 years or so, because climate change was becoming ever more apparently a huge problem for the whole of humanity. So the Green Party kind of started as a single issue party. In the last kind of 10, 15 years while I've been a member of the party, the Green Party have become a lot more socially conscious and socially aware. So we're looking at things like social justice, not just environmental justice as well, because these two things are very much linked. I mean, one very kind of glib example I can give you is, you know, if there is an environmental disaster somewhere, who can afford to kind of mitigate against it or get away from that environmental disaster? It's usually the rich, the elite, and things like that. So we think these things are very much interlinked.
You are, of course, most well known for your environmental policies. How do you get past that sort of, you mentioned it yourself, sort of single issue party reputation?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that we've worked on increasingly at the last few elections. So the name's always a difficult one. A lot of people have kind of suggested, well, you know, change your name from the Green Party. But I think it still sums us up, because I think our main prong of attack, really, as a political party is about the environment. But I mean, personally, what I'm doing, I'm doing a lot of school talks and you know, interviews and things at the moment. And I'm just trying to highlight, well, what do the Green Party stand for? And I can reel off a big list of policies that aren't necessarily just about the environment. And it does surprise a lot of people, but it's a hard push to get the media interested in a smaller party, shall we say.
And a lot of those policies have seen an increase in members over the last year. Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. No, it's a really exciting time for the party, actually. So when I've been a member of the Green Party for just over 12 years now, and we probably had a few thousand members at the time. At the beginning of 2014, we had around 15,000 members. And as of yesterday, when I last checked, because as a member, you can check the up-to-date numbers, we've got over 31,000. So we've more than doubled in size in the last year. A lot of that's down to discontent with the main political parties, because on certain very important issues, such as privatisation, for example, in the NHS or for railways, the three main parties all stand on exactly the same side of these things. So for people, there isn't a choice. If you want to go to a party that wants to renationalise the railways or will stand very firmly against no private involvement in the NHS, the Green Party is actually the only of the major five parties, shall we say, that actually takes a different stance on those issues. So for a lot of people, I think they've felt joining the Green Party is actually a way of making that particular point known now.
You mentioned the five parties. I assume one of the other parties would be UKIP.
Yeah, I'm trying to be fair to a certain extent. So, I mean, in the TV debates, for example, there are going to be four parties they're debating. But, I mean, there are five main UK-wide parties at the moment who've got MPs in Parliament, who have got MEPs in the European Parliament. And that, you know, that is Labour, Conservatives, Lib Dems, UKIP and the Greens. UKIP have a couple of MPs, so I'll do them the service of mentioning them.
You said in the past that you don't dislike the term UKIP of the left to describe the Green Party. That's quite a sort of a radical phrase. Do you think that people would be uncomfortable associating themselves with a party that compares itself like that?
Yeah, I remember saying that, actually. I quite enjoyed it, because it kind of set the cat amongst the pigeons. The difference is, you know, we're the UKIP of the left in terms of we're actually making a break into, you know, what I call 2.5 party politics at the moment. We're not a UKIP of the left in terms of the policies that we espouse. So, I mean, we're not anti-immigrants. And we've actually got a coherent manifesto. I've yet to see one from UKIP yet. I'm sure we can talk more at length when they release that at some point. So I don't mind the phrase in terms of the fact that it means that we're breaking the pre-existing cycle at the moment.
Do you see yourself as sort of an underdog? I mean, UKIP have sort of come out of nowhere. Do you see yourself in a similar sort of fashion?
Yeah, we have to a certain extent, because we don't have the resources that the major parties do. I mean, I'm not a professional politician. I'm an ordinary bloke who's married with a kid and got half a share in a car. I had to take a day off work to do some campaigning today, whereas, you know, the bigger parties will have a lot of funding, they'll have a lot of active members, they'll have a lot of people willing to do campaigning for them. So we find it very hard to compete on that level. So, underdog sounds okay. I'll go along with that for now.
And very quickly, because we're rapidly running out of time, on a local level here in Cheltenham, if you're elected in May, what's the first thing you intend to change?
God, blimey, there's so much. I think the first thing, and one of these things that doesn't differentiate me hugely from the others, actually, is I think we need a fully functioning A&E service, actually, at Cheltenham General Hospital.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for doing this interview.
Thanks, Adam.